The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show. Thanks, yes. Douglas, for telling me to get my face away from the mic when I scream into the mic like this. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza. Barely. You can barely see it. Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, where it is 60 degrees and it's raining. What the hell? Where did this rain come from?
Oh, man.
Buffalo.
High is 61, the low is 56.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's Shannon. He's Nate. Yeah. Chris is in the back. Jesse's on his way. He's stuck in this rain. But for now, I am Kurt. Together we are hanging with the boys. Sports talk equivalent to Braille. People
feel us
when we speak.
Yes.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. And just for those of you that are interested, only two more days of this. It's 32 degrees in Buffalo with a high of 35, a low of 27. But
what's it in Miami?
73, yeah. Partly cloudy with a high of 75, and the low tonight is 64. So
definitely better.
There you go. So I brought y'all some goodies.
Man. Yes, you did.
Jesse doesn't have his yet. Mama Gross, thank you.
Thank you. Nate, very, very much.
She doesn't love y'all as much as she loves Nate. He got his own designer Christmas bag.
That, yes. The case with everybody.
Look at that.
Dang, yeah, little snowball cookies.
They're called sand dollar cookies.
Yeah.
And then he got his own thing of cinnamon rolls.
Wow.
Kurt, you and Jesse got some trash.
Love it.
Yeah.
So Jasmine requested these. Her birthday is Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jazz.
She requested some for her birthday.
So how old Jazz you think Jazz is?
The lady with the green hair.
21.
I'd say maybe a little old. Maybe she's out of school, right?
So
maybe 24.
Jazz, what are you?
Always say 21.
just play safe.
We got some extra cinnamon rolls. So anyone in this building that listens to this show that would like some cinnamon rolls some trash that mom made, we have some to-go boxes in the back.
They are great.
Come on down and get them. First come, first serve. Josh, you better hurry. Chris, if you want one, you better come in here in the break. Brother Will.
Yep. Bro, we'll Will. Hey, bro, Will.
You know we'll see him. Until after the show is over. Thank you.
Do what?
They're not allowed to go in there until after the show is
so
over.
So line up at the door at 1:45, and you can get one. So we got four extras. So, nice. Chris, are you want to claim one now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, Chris has a bid in on one right now.
His big baby boy eat him.
Yes, he will.
He got a big old kid. His kid might be bigger than Chris's kid already.
Will's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, second one's huge. Yeah. How you guys feel today?
Oh, great, man. Yeah. I called the doctor and told him that you would be calling.
And the dentist. I'm not messing around with that dentist. That scared me.
Don't,
buddy.
Man. I'm going through dentist problems myself with my kids.
Well, you know what this is from. Do you remember when I called into the show however many years ago?
You're half
jacked
high.
Still jacked up. I was so uncomfortable in the place that I went. I didn't like it. It was a bad experience. It felt like a chop shop. And so I never went back to get my replacement tooth. They put the post in and everything.
Wow, yeah.
But I never went back to get the tooth. And the one next to it's jacked up. So I'm just going to go get this one fixed and then get the tooth slid back in there. So I'm going to go do that before I go to Mexico.
So go get Ant-Man and go in there and work him.
That would be cool, wouldn't it? You seen any good movies lately, Nate?
Nah, man. I'm just a rerun type guy, man.
So, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Jess?
Jesse,
what up,
good seeing you, man.
Yeah.
How are you? Traffic's bad. Where did the rain come from? Was it supposed to rain today?
You the weather guy.
Yeah, blew right. Off I should look at that, huh?
Hey, we blew in from Buffalo, huh?
Yeah. Sheesh. Yeah. We got treats.
Yeah. All goodies. Right. Mama Gross.
Yeah, you got some cinnamon rolls. Might have to share if people come down. There's some to-go boxes in the back, and then that's some trash that Mom made.
This is mine, though.
Yeah, that's yours. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah, that's what I said.
At the trailer park for this one.
Everybody be talking about sharing. Share what?
When I come out of TP's with that one, they're going.
This is season two. Be jolly. I'll be jolly, but I ain't sharing.
All right. So Are we feeling any better today than we were yesterday? Today's the goodie day.
We get to talk about the offense. Hold on. Me and Jess and Kurt were feeling good. You the one that had the mixed emotions.
I'm interested to see this week what everybody picks. Because for the last 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks, it's been Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. And then all of a sudden, hit the brakes this week. I think, Kurt, you're going to go. You got to give us your pick today before you leave.
Yeah.
You won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I won't. Well, one, I picked them to lose both these games at the beginning of the year. And two, I was should have picked them. I was leaning towards last week, and I played
go
homer.
Go with your gut, man.
I was a homer. And
go with your gut.
I would probably pick against them this week.
Probably. Well, you have about 40, okay. 30,
see if you guys,
5 minutes
see if
to
you guys
figure it
change
out.
My mind or not.
All right. I like that pullover, by the way.
Yeah, old school.
Cowboy Joe.
Why don't you hear about this offense? I don't.
Well, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Nate, you go first because we know Jesse's going to take the floor and run.
You know what?
There's some skill position dudes on this team.
You know what? This guy, their head coach, Mike
McDaniels.
McDaniels is video light guy. I mean, he's got things going.
If
Cowboys defense don't play their keys, this could be a mass ball of confusion, man. It could be. I'm
mass
serious.
Ball of confusion.
Yeah.
Is their O-line a little banged up?
It don't matter.
And I think they're playing mind games, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're playing mind games. I do.
They're saying some guys are.
Well, yesterday they didn't have one offensive lineman at the media portion of practice. Not one.
And all of them were out?
All of them were out.
Wow.
Y'all just go sit in a cold tub. We'll come get you when the media leaves.
Yeah.
These guys are ultra fast. But you know what I glean from all of this, man, what I take from all of this? And Jesse, you can tell us a little more. These guys are smart. Either the coach is so smart till he makes it simple and have them in the right place. These guys are just so different, you know, in the way they do things. But the one thing that they have that most teams don't have abundance of, you know, they just maybe have it at one or two positions, is I don't think they got a slow skill position guy on their team. And if he is, he probably on the field goal team. I'm through with it. Go ahead, old Jess, break it down.
How do you combat that kind of speed?
You can't.
Oh man.
And that's the
thanks for the uplifting vote of confidence.
That is the difficult part of what this offense presents. And I want to pull up because I used a phrase this morning that I want to make sure I use again. Okay, angle advantages. All right, so when you look at what this offense is, it is an offense that is orchestrated by the mastermind of Mike McDaniels. And he's from the Kyle Shanahan tree. When he was over in San Francisco, he was actually the run game coordinator in San Fran. Mm-hmm. So when you think about what they do in the run game, think about what a lot of times what you saw in San Francisco. They're going to use a fullback. They're going to we know about the speed, right? Here's a crazy number when you think about with A-Chain. I think A-Chain is really their backup running back to Raheem Mostert.
Third round pick out of Texas A&M.
He has 76 or 78 carries on the season.
20 touchdowns?
No, that's Raheem Mostert.
Oh, that's who you were talking about.
I'm talking about A-Chain. Oh. Pay attention to the show.
Sorry.
Show's going on over here.
72.
He averages 8.2 yards a carry.
8.5
yards a carry.
I was wrong 70, by a whole yard.
72, 72 carries, and he averages 8.5 yards a carry. And what you're going to get with this offense is they are number one in the National Football League in motion. They motion over 80% of the time. So
what's
just
the league
about
average? What's the league average?
Whatever it is, they do it the most. Nobody motions. And the thing about their motions, they're going to be multiple motions a lot of times in their sets. So they'll come out, break the huddle, line up. There'll be a motion.
Two guys go to one's.
No, no, no.
Motion set and then another motion. Yep. Oh, wow.
They'll have one guy go in motion set. And then when they bring the second guy in motion, what's really interesting and particular about that is it's the timing. This is I said that Mike McDaniels blocking a guy is great, fantastic. But what Mike wants to do, he wants to create angle advantages. With that speed, when you see that second motion come in play, it's never a second motion to get set. It's always a motion that stays in motion. And what it does is the first, you come out the huddle, break, line up. The first motion goes, now I want to see what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to make you have to make a decision. You're going to stay in your base or you're going to change? Because that might have shifted the power, right? On the strong, what's the strong side?
The strength.
And then they motion again. And it's in that second motion is that they catch you either changing sides, shifting over, or whatever it is, and that motion never stops. So now whatever angle they're trying to get, whatever block that they're trying to get, whatever movement they're trying to get in the second level, those linebackers are shifting over, what have you, those guys are changing over in the back end, it catches you.
And when you say that motion never stops, they're running in motion as they snap the ball.
As they snap the ball.
Whether it's before they get to the center or after they get to the center, depending on what they're trying to do, right? So
yeah.
First one they move, they set. Second one he moves, ball snaps, and it's either misdirection or it's, we're all going this way, right?
They want to catch you in that movement. And you're going to see sets. You're going to see two-by-twos, meaning you're going to have, you know, two skilled guys to one side, two skilled guys to the other side. You're going to see three-by-ones. You're going to see three guys lined up on one side, one guy on the other side. You're going to see when they're in there empty, three-by-two. I mean, they're going to give you every single set that you can. Heavy 21. They run the most 21 personnel in the National Football League. So again, you're going to see that fullback action in there, a la San Francisco. They have Ucheck in San Francisco. I forget the tight end's name here. He's not a Ucheck type player, but they will throw him the ball at times.
What's his name? I just saw
that. And then once they get it, this
Alec
is a
Ingold.
What is it?
Alec Ingold.
Alec Ingold. And everything about this offense is timing. Tua, the routes, the motions, they want to get you going horizontally to attack you vertically. And then when you think they're going to attack you vertically, they attack you horizontally. They want to continue to create angle advantages. As long as I can get you, if I can get a step outside of you, if A-Chain gets a step on a linebacker, you're done. If Roster gets a step on a safety, you're done. Hmm. And we all know if Tyreek Hill gets a step on Jesus.
Wow. What positions does he play?
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them. You're done. And what do they say in boxing? They say style makes fights, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the part that's a little bit kind of almost deflating, because the style that they want you to play,
mm-hmm.
the style that they almost kind of try to cohort you to play, we play it naturally. They want to get you in single high.
That's what we play.
And that's what naturally what we play. They want to get you trying to do some man-to-man stuff.
So this is a terrible matchup. But at the same time, aren't we built to face this kind of team? No. Aren't we quick and...
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Then on top of that...
Especially give me something to grab onto.
I got one nugget that we're going to be able to grasp
on. You didn't give me anything to hold on to yesterday.
There's nothing today either. It's not much today either. Trust me. You know, put your hand back in your lap like you were doing yesterday. That's about the only thing you're going to be able to grab on out of this segment. And then when it comes down to... they rush the ball the most off the edges. We struggle at setting the edges on runs.
Why is that? Are they too small? Or they just don't do it? Or?
I wouldn't say we're too small, because if you look at Tank Lawrence, he's a really good. And this is not an attack, but it's an attack. Micah don't want to set the edge in the run game. Like he just and if you watched last week against Buffalo, they pretty much said, cool, we're not really going to run a tank side. Yeah. But 11? And you others? Giddy up.
58. When they saw 58. Switch, switch.
Buffalo designed and said, 14? I hope you packed the lunch today. Because we going, and that's what I kept saying weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks prior to, when teams decided that they were going to run at 14, you can design stuff where they're saying the last guy left to tackle the running back is 14. Hmm. And
are they asking 14 to set the edge? Or he's
in the middle.
But what they're asking him to do is they're asking him to run fit. They're asking him to come downhill, and at 205 pounds,
he's getting lost in the mess, isn't he?
Yeah, because there's big dudes in there.
They're getting thrown around, and he's getting bounced out. And
because once when Nate hit that table, right, he shakes everything in this room.
Oh yeah.
So imagine when these jokers get their hands on you, you're moving. You're not big enough. You're just not big enough to sustain those type of things. So what this team wants to do is Miami. They want to get on the edges. So, I don't know. This is not the game for Dan Quinn to be stubborn. It really isn't. But it's hard to change a player's game in the ninth inning.
Do they run a lot more in the three gap, right, than they do inside, right?
Yes, they want to get on the edges.
They want to get on the edges outside the tackle, right?
Correct.
Seven and nine holes, you want to call them.
Mm-hmm. 7 and 9 holes?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Anything five.
And that's where we had trouble with last week, right? Yeah. It wasn't up the middle like it has been in the past. It was that stuff. Right?
They had 108 yards rushing on the edge last week with James Cook.
With James Cook.
Just on the edge.
And we got two dudes that are lighting it up.
And so this is going to have to be a very focused, centered, focused game on. Is this one of those deals that what they do offensively really good gives us trouble?
You know what I hate about this game too? Both sides, Miami or the Cowboys. Whoever wins, it's going to be like, well, yeah, they haven't beat anybody over 500. This is the first team that they're the same team.
don't worry about that.
About it, but that's what everybody's going to say.
No.
Just win. You
got
to win.
You got.
And here's the, all right. So here's the nugget.
And then you beat Detroit the next week, they're going to be, yeah, but that's Detroit. Detroit's great this year.
The one advantage that we have.
Oh, here we go. No. Wait, let's do this after the break, because I want you to get into this. Okay. I want to know what this is. I need one. Is this something I can hang on to?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's something that we actually do the best in the league.
Let's do it. Let's get back to it when we come back. Field second goal. Segment. Hang with the
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And if you're just tuning in, Nate and Jesse both ruined my day yesterday by not giving me a sliver of hope. And then they started again today on Thursday, not giving me a sliver of hope. And Jesse not only didn't give me a sliver of hope, he's not even allowed me to scratch my leg today. So Jesse said he has one thing that might give me a little bit of hope that I can hang on to and that we do this better than anyone in the league. What is that, Jess?
Okay, so offensively for the Miami Dolphins, their offense, it's a timing offense, right? Like it's predicated on timing. It's predicated on a lot of what you hear Mike McCarthy talk about with Dak. We want to match our routes and our routes concepts. We want to mirror those to the steps of our quarterback. And that's what they want to do in this Miami offense, is that they want to go 1-2-3, ball is out. 1-2-3-4-5, ball is out. And the way that they set up in their design is, you know, Tua doesn't have to do a lot of moving of the safeties and the stuff like that with his eyes, with his movement, with his body and all that kind of stuff. The way that Mike McDaniel sets up his routes, his motions, all of that stuff, it's built in. It's built into moving the pieces and the people that need to be moved to get the ball where it needs to go. So all Tua has to do is just trust it. Not sometimes when he throws his interceptions, because the way that they've set this up is, hey, we're going to do this. When they show us this, we're going to do this. The ball goes here. Right? So it's 1-2-3. Throw it there. That's where it's supposed to go. If you see this look, it's supposed to go there. So, and trusting it, Tua, 1-2-3, throws it there. Sometimes it doesn't always work out that way, but they're more often than not saying, we're going to trust the timing and what we do, and the ball is supposed to go where it's supposed to go right now. The one area that the Cowboys can help prevent this thing from being a boat race. Go ahead. You want to say something?
I was going to guess.
You want to guess?
Yeah. Anticipation?
No.
Oh. Get to the quarterback?
I mean, that's obvious, of course.
And I have no idea.
Yeah. Pressure. No. The Cowboys are number one pressure team in the National Football League. Well, how do you throw timing routes and timing quarterbacks off? You got to get to the pressure.
Get him off his
right
mark.
Now.
Yeah.
Unlike last week, you could hit Josh Allen high. You can hit him low. You can hit him in the front. You can hit him in the back. For the most part, he's going to get up and come right back at you again. Not to make light of, but as we all know, Tua is the one quarterback in this league who does not want to get hit, right? With his history of concussions, so on and so forth. So if you can pressure him, if you can get to him early, then he's not looking to, like, he'll scramble because that's just what the nature is. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want the action. He doesn't want no smoke.
He's not running like he was the first year.
He don't want no smoke. Like, this is a guy who's like, he will lay down if you get too close to him. Because, I mean, rightfully so.
He needs to.
He needs to, right? He can't afford to have any more of those hard hits, those concussions. If you're going to stop what they do, especially in the passing game, of course, stopping a run game first. Oh, and by the way, the Miami Dolphins, they're also number one in the National Football League in play-action passes. So you get the good run game going. You get guys that commit to the line of scrimmage because you don't want A-Chain and Mostert to go, you know, run by you. Well, when those guys come up into the box, over your head to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And Waddle. The Cowboys have to find a way to get pressure. And I know that everyone in the world right now is talking about Michael Parsons need to go back and play linebacker. Michael Parsons needs to go back and play linebacker. All I'm saying is he needs to be going forward towards the quarterback.
Yeah.
He needs to be going forward to the quarterback. They need to somehow, some way, create pressure. And that's the difficult part. If you can't get it with the four down linemen and you have to start adding guys into that rush, right? You got it, whether it's a safety or the linebacker, whatever the games are that you have to play to get home, you got to get there. Because if you don't, and he gets to you on the back end, it's.
So if they're not getting pressure early and often, if he's got 3, 4, 5 seconds with this speed, that opens up chunk plays, right? And then it's bad news Bears, right?
He's going to Miami. Whatever Will Smith said, that's what's going to happen.
I think you said before that to disrupt that timing, can the cornerbacks, you know, the defensive backs bump them at the line or whatever, but can they do that because there's so much speed?
Here's where they get you. The motion. Is that every time they motion, it changes kind of sort of what you do in your coverage.
Hard to jam a guy when he's running.
Well, not only that, because let's say they're 2x2, right? Let's say they have a guy on the line of scrimmage and a guy in a slot over here. Guy on the line of scrimmage, guy in a slot over here. Or however you want to do it. You can do 2x2 on the wing, whatever it is. Now, what happens if, or, okay, let's say they have a guy on the line and they have a guy off the line outside of the guy on the line. So now what happens is if I motion in,
oh, that's going to Miami.
Knock that off.
I'm sorry.
Well, folks, you won't be able to find this on demand. So hopefully you'll find this episode.
So you better watch it live.
When they motion, it changes the count. What was the old 1-2 kind of the count for the defense? Mm-hmm. The motion changes the count. So now you went from a press. So now when your count changes, you back off. They do a lot of they brought the motion, this new motion into the league where they're doing the motion out. Most teams kind of do across the line of scrimmage, or they'll motion down into the line of scrimmage.
They're kind of going back away from the line of scrimmage.
They're going
right?
towards the sideline. So they'll set it up, and that's how they create those windows, because now that linebacker must now get outside there. Well, he does that, the route that was in here. He just hooks up right behind where that linebacker has to vacate because he's going out to play a running back or tight end or whoever that guy is. So that's what makes it difficult of trying to jam him. And then at the end of the day, when you line up, and this is for any position, right? When you lined up and you looked over there and it was Jerome Brown or it was Reggie White, your mindset was different.
Yes.
When you line up and you see number 10, you go, the last thing I want to do is give this guy a step.
Yeah. So I don't want to be viral.
I don't even want to press him.
Yeah.
I want to give myself the absolute advantage because Gilly can't run with any of those guys. Like, vertically, can't run with any of those guys. No. Deron Bland, I don't think he can run with any of those. Not many can. That's what I'm saying. It's not a knock on either of those guys. Most dudes can't run with any of those guys.
So that being said, how big of a deal is it that doesn't look like Hankins is going to play?
Mm-hmm.
Zach and Hooker didn't practice.
Mm-hmm.
Tyron didn't participate with a back injury, right?
Back, spinal.
Yeah, which put a towel on it. Let's get out there and play. But how big of a deal is it, that being said, these guys can't run with them to have over the top help? How big of a deal is it if Hooker can't go?
It's big because you, like we talked about last week, is having guys in those positions that haven't played those. There was sometimes last week where you had Jaron Curse playing single high safety.
Because I feel like McDaniel, if he sees that, he's going to be like, guess where we're going?
And every single play. Like, yeah.
He's not your conventional guy that goes here. He's not scared to call a play, 2-3 times in a row and say, hey.
4, 5, 6 times in a row.
This worked.
Let's go again. Like he is that. He can be a little, in a good way, when I say this, he can be a little arrogant prick.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. Like, oh, so you're not going to defend it. Okay.
Oh, you didn't adjust.
Run it again, guys. And he'll like shout it out and be like, hey, they can't stop it. Run it again. Like, he's that kind of a coach. And shout out to him for that, because don't make it difficult if it doesn't have to be difficult.
Yeah. Which is something we preached around here forever. Hey, If it's not working, change it. If it is working, keep doing it.
And that's as, and so to add to your point, is when you don't have your veteran guys in there, right? Your core veteran guys. And now you're going to ask these other guys who are playing different spots, so to speak, to do a different. They cannot. I'm just saying, I'm telling y'all this now. The overall base primary defense that the Cowboys play is single high man or some sort of single high cover three. If Dan Quinn thinks that is going to work against this team, they are going to get embarrassed. They want you to play that. Like, they, everything that they do is to design to get you to get to that look. And if they can get you to that look,
if you start with that look,
and that's going to be the thing. Is the are the Cowboys willing and able to change their game in the ninth inning? To give them a different look, to give them a too high look, and do what teams have done to us and say, you know what? We're going to keep everything in front of us. We're going to go too high. We're going to play this cover two thing, and we're just going to rally and tackle everything in front of you. Now, and this is the gift and the curse, because if you do what, Nate? If you go too high and you play shell coverage, what does that mean for the box?
Going to run it. Even run it, bro.
You got a light box. So this is the conundrum that they put you in. They put you in the conundrum of
how you going to match up, and then we're going to attack whatever.
The thing, and it's so, what's so sweet about it, fellas, Miami has 25 TDs through the air, and they have 25 TDs.
So you're saying
they're
balanced?
Oh, they're very balanced. They get 400 and whatever yards a game, 274 and 139 rushing, 274 passing, over 8 yards a throw.
Tua leads the league in passing yards.
About 3,900 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tua good quarterback, or is he just surrounded by so much talent?
Tua to me is a good quarterback. That's one of the few guys that I chose coming out of the draft. Everybody laughed at me because it was a Bama quarterback. I like Tua. I like him. I just wonder, was he going to get a coordinator that could use him? A lot of quarterbacks. It's a lot of good quarterbacks, I think, in the league, but the offensive coordinators don't know how to use them.
This goes back to the Cam Newton theory about managers, game manager, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. You know why Brock Purdy is in the MVP conversation this year? He does exactly what Kyle Shanahan needs him to do for that offense.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hey, if I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the ball's supposed to go right there.
Do it.
Do it.
See what happens.
No. Trust what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Do it. This play is designed, when you see this look, if they give you this look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, throw it right there. I'll deal with if it ain't right. Yeah. But I'm telling you, what I put together, the ball should go right there.
And guess who's in the lead for the MVP conversation? That guy.
And the same thing with Tua. It is. The Niners have more, like, once Mike McDaniels really gets his foot into this whole, like, you know, as Deion would say, I'm about to get comfortable, it's going to look like the boys out west. It's going to look like the boys out west, because I even think Tua is a better thrower of the ball than Purdy. Yeah. But Tua does exactly what Tua and Purdy are asked to do, almost the identical thing in two very similar offenses, is, hey, just do what the play design tells you to do. I've already done the work for you. I've literally done everything in there except throw the football. We'll take our chances, and I get it. Sometimes in football, things happen, right? A guy falls down. A guy buzzes over. They actually have the right play call for that particular pass play, and it just works. You live to see another day. But they believe, with the mixture of analytics and a mixture of just ingenuity and sheer genius,
with great athletes.
No, athletes always count.
Yeah.
If we say it's going to be there, don't overthink it. In fact, I don't need you to improvise. I've done the work for you already. I just need you to have the great anticipatory skill set and timing set to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let it go.
All right. Let's take our last break. When we come back, Jesse didn't do a very good job of helping me feel good about this game. So maybe we'll see if Nate can make me feel good. What could the Cowboys do to win this game? And some numbers. We have some stats for you when we come back for the last segment of Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right, a couple stats here before we jump back into it and see if Nate can make me feel better about this, because Jesse failed miserably for 2 days. We talk about their offense, right? Their last five games, their offense has scored 30, 27, 45, 34, and 20, which is impressive. But the defense, here's how many points they've given up the last five games. Zero. It's against the Jets, so take that with a grain of salt.
It's my boy Danny Noah right there. He said his daughter's surgery was great yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Everything went well.
Very nice.
What's up, Danny? You good, brother?
0, 28, 15, 13, and 13. And if you go further back, they gave up 21 in a loss, 17, blah, blah, blah. So the defense is just as impressive as the offense, which is what we've been talking about all week. Now, and then Kurt had a great stat. Cowboys have trailed for only 229 minutes this entire season, but 53 was at Buffalo, 56 was at San Fran, and 58 was at Arizona. So that just kind of solidifies if they don't play with a lead.
If you get behind, you're in trouble.
If we get down two scores against this team, I don't feel good at all. No. Even if it's 10 points.
If you get down two scores against this team, just whatever.
Long day.
Go get the eggnog and go get the top shelf stuff.
Let me ask y'all this. Would you rather your team just, if they're going to lose, just like it was this week, like it's right at the beginning.
Nah.
You're like, I don't even need to watch the rest of it. Or do you want it just to slip away at the end of the game? I want to watch it slip away at the end of the game. At least I'm interested for three and a half hours.
Wouldn't it be close? Yeah. It'd be competitive, not like last week.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Nate. Floor is yours. Convince me.
Before we start, I do get one shout out. I had a Martez Wright. Martez Wright from St. Louis. St. Louis. The show me. Representing Dallas Cowboy Nation. Shout out to Martez. He asked me yesterday. He said, hey, man, I saw on Girls Talk Boys Talk that they had a guest on there. He's like, how come you guys don't have guests on Hanging with the Boys? And I was just like, well, you know, the Cowboys players kind of have something really important going on in our time slot that they probably won't want to miss for our show.
Probably not.
Practice. Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
Not a game.
We could maybe try practice. To get... I think they have open locker room.
Nah, we're good.
About this time. We're good. Maybe for playoffs.
Can you repeat what you just said?
Which part?
When you say...
Make me feel better?
Hey, man. How do you want to lose? Do you want to lose just right up in the front?
Yeah, just so you can tune it out and just start pounding beers?
Do you just want to let it slip away in the end? So how do you want to win? Wouldn't it be better? Ooh. Hey, Jess, how would you like to win? Do you like to just dominate from the start or
just win?
Or just get a field goal at the end just with Brandon?
Just win.
I mean, why is it always what you got to be the losing part?
You know
part?
What, Nate? Because I don't have much to contribute to this show other than my smashing good looks, my wrinkled forehead, my itchy leg.
Your big right forearm.
My big muscle right there. I don't even know what that muscle is.
Yeah.
Outer elbow muscle. So I always try to put it in perspective as a fan, because you guys aren't fans. You guys played, wow. So you can't be a fan. Kurt's got the stats. Chris has got all the technology.
Wow,
I got nothing but the fans' perspective. And I just want to know, like, if you're going to lose, would you rather just be right off the bat, it's like, we're dead, I'm just going to drink beer and do shots the rest of the game and don't have to worry about it? Or do you want to be interested for 3.5 hours and then you get beat at the last second and then you're mad as hell about that? I just wanted to know.
I know you don't
like to talk about losing, but it's part of the game. It happens. We saw it this week.
Wow. That is, well, you got a way of putting things, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a realist.
As long as we
That's
got
the voice of reason. As long as we got
Brandon Aubrey, we got a chance.
You're Homer fanboy over here. Kurt's the hater now. Did you notice that, Jesse, how the hater has shifted from this side of the table to this side?
No, you're not going
to
bring my boy down with you.
You're not
going to bring my boy down with you.
He's doubt. You're the voice of reason. He's the voice of doubt. Was that kid on Peanuts Pigpen? But the dirt cloud just always on him. Was that his name?
Yeah. Pigpen.
Wow.
All right, Nate, make me feel better. Be Linus. Give me a comfort blanket. Just
60 seconds
to
make him feel good.
Yeah.
Go.
The kicker hasn't missed this year.
That's what I'm trying to say. Thank God we got Aubrey.
I don't think three's going to get it this
good
year.
We will never be shut out as long as we got Brandon Aubrey.
This is a good question, all of you. If you go down the first two drives and you have to take field goals and you're inside the, let's say 40, 35. Do you take
field goal?
Do you take three points or do you go for it knowing you're probably going to have to put up points in this game?
Probably depends on the yardage. You know, if it's fourth and one, then I'd probably go for it. But if it's fourth and eight or nine, then.
Let's say fourth and three you're in.
Man.
Nate, you taking field goals?
I'm taking field goal, man.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Jesse, what you doing?
Yeah, I think I'd go field goal.
I need points.
You're going to have to put points up this week?
Got to put points up.
So you two are taking points. You're going for it?
No, Nate? I think I would probably take the field. I want to get some kind of
momentum.
Get the opening kickoff.
See what you got to ask you. Have they scored? If it's seven, if they're only up by 7 or 8, I'm going with the field goal. But if they're up by 14, you ain't got no other choice. You just got to go.
Yeah.
Nah, you know? I'm coming. You got to make a statement.
Yeah.
Now you have to kind of almost, even though they're already a high-powered offense, you got to really force them to be, and hopefully you can make a mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
and can you make this team one-dimensional, as explosive as they are? Because they can rip off a 60-yard run or a 60-yard pass in the flat, just like they can. I mean,
what they say,
do you want to make them one-dimensional?
25 touchdowns rushing, 25 touchdown passing. Like what you need to do, Cowboys, is time of possession. You need to keep that offense on the sideline, out of rhythm, because there is some truth to a play caller gets a rhythm. It's like anything else. Like, if I can get a couple plays going, set some things up, now I kind of get into a flow and a rhythm. Now the plays start coming to me more freely because things are flowing different. But if I'm on the sideline sometimes and I'm like, man, we've been sitting over here for 7-8 minutes, even the play caller sometimes gets a little bit anxious and is like, you know what? We need to make up some lost ground. And they can start calling plays that haven't been set up properly just yet to work and can cause a mistake to happen. So offensively for the Cowboys, they yes, I want to score touchdowns, but time of possession, you read that stat about, you know, trailing, time of possession will be key. Keeping the Miami offense on the sideline for extended periods of time is it helps your offense and it helps your defense by keeping their offense on the sideline.
Do you defer or you take
it? I'm taking the ball. There's no more. You can't defer against this team.
Yeah, I'm taking
it. Especially
the ball.
Not at home.
This is the only chance we have of winning this game is two or more turnovers. But we got to get two or more turnovers.
Which Tua can give you by fumble or interception. Yeah. He is susceptible to giving you that.
And but you got to get to him to make
gotta get
it.
To
we
him.
Have to have that ball at least 34 minutes. Mm.
We
have to have that ball third. And the biggest key.
Listen up.
The biggest key for the Dallas Cowboys, offensive, defensive, special team, is no crucial penalties. Personal fouls.
Which doesn't make me
good luck.
Yeah. How does that, when you're facing a team with that much speed, is it more likely to get penalties?
The bottom line, I'm talking about hitting the quarterback late. Hmm. I'm talking about running up, hitting a receiver,
hitting a
defensive receiver. I'm talking about those. Jumping vertical for a block.
Converting fourth downs for them, you know, to a penalty, right?
Yeah. If you play smart, you have a chance. I just believe if you play smart, if you're supposed to be an A-gap. If, like Jesse said, none of you can run with these wide receivers. I'm going to jam him until he beat me. I'm going to jam him. Don't do that. That's stupid. Yeah. Even if you want to play up and back, you better be back when this dude take off the ball. It's about smart football. It's about smart football. That's all this game is about. And if you're not going to be smart, you're wasting your time. You're just wasting your time.
It's like I do every day on this show. I'm not smart, and I just come in here for an hour and Waste everybody's time. Yeah. Kurt, you're not here tomorrow. Any parting words?
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, I got some parting words. How would you like to lose?
Stop. Kurt, give us your prediction. Or do you want to just text it and let us read
it?
All right, Kurt, how would you like to lose?
If you're going to lose.
Because Kurt picking us to lose, y'all. So
oh, yeah, 100%.
How would you like for us to lose, Kurt?
I got a good feeling this side of the table is going to be on the same accord tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
I might be with you.
I'm just telling you this side of the table. I don't know what Kurt's going to pick, but I've been around him long enough to know. I think this side of the table, we're going to be on one accord.
Nate may
the pastor and the senior deacon.
Nate may be the Lone Ranger in this room. Just by a quarter
of a
point.
My boy Chris ride with me. I'm good.
I don't know if Chris going to ride with you tomorrow.
I don't know if he's going to ride either. Good to see you, Jess.
Thank you, man.
Good to see you, Nate. Thank Kurt, you. Have a great holiday.
Hey, hold on. Everybody put their hand on three. Smart. 1, 2, 3. Smart.
All right. We will. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air.
Josh.
Jazz.
Josh.
Thanks for requesting the cinnamon rolls. Thank you, Mama Gross, for cooking.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Big hugs and kisses.
Jazz, we'll wish you happy birthday tomorrow again.
Okay, Jazz.
Josh, thanks for
Lady
keeping
with
us.
The green hat birthday.
On the air and all the social channels, and we will see y'all, everyone except Kurt, tomorrow, same time, same place, for our last show before Christmas, where we will give
up front.
You phone calls.
Tomorrow. Oh, would you like for it to slip away?
I'm a dummy.
We out.
See you tomorrow.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!